Connecticut tribal leaders told lawmakers they're being vigilant on problem gaming as the state sees bigger than expected profits from newly legalized online gaming. Ray Pinault is the regional president of Mohegan Gaming, which operates Mohegan Sun. He spoke with members of the State Public Safety Committee today.
None of us benefit from servicing people who have a problem with it, and we all benefit from making sure that we're addressing the problem and only serving those who are enjoying our platforms for fun and entertainment.
Casinos have made tens of millions of dollars, and the state has made nearly $10 million from both sports betting and online casino games since the state legalized it in October. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Potholes and property taxes are Governor Hochul's top priorities for Long Island. Some Connecticut schools will keep masks on students even if the mandate expires, and New York's redistricting commission is in a gridlock. I'm Sabrina Garone. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says potholes and property taxes are two of her top budget priorities to help Long Island recover from the pandemic. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
The governor touted several island-wide infrastructure projects and property tax credits at the Long Island Association's State of the Region event last week. Her proposed budget calls for $2.2 billion in property tax rebates and $1.2 billion in tax cuts for middle-class earners, plus investments in renewable energy and road repairs.
We are going to go from potholes to knotholes, and I'm putting $1 billion behind that, and we're coming after them right here on Long Island.
That includes $25 million to repave potholes on the Long Island Expressway. Hochul said the average New Yorker spends over $600 per year on car repairs due to damage caused by potholes. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Some Connecticut schools say they'll require students to continue to wear face coverings until the end of the school year, whether or not lawmakers extend Governor Lamont's emergency powers. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Michael Testani is superintendent of Bridgeport Schools, the state's second largest public school district. He says ending the mask mandate in the middle of a school year is not a good idea, even if infection rates go down.
We've been going 2 years now with the mask. I think the natural end date to a mask and the start date without a mask would be the start of the new school year. I know there are parents across the state that would be extremely angry at hearing that, but you have to also factor into the considerations of the people that are working in the schools.
A recent survey of 5,500 public school employees in Connecticut found 60% didn't feel they had the personal protection supplies and COVID-19 protocols in place to feel safe performing their jobs. The governor's pandemic emergency powers expire on February 15th. He has asked lawmakers for an extension of some of those powers. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
New York's redistricting commission can't seem to agree. Lawmakers may soon step in. More on that coming up at First Headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim says he's making changes in the way the city's police department handles death notifications. That's after hundreds of people rallied in Bridgeport over the weekend to demand answers about the death of Lauren Smith Fields. She was found dead in her apartment in December, and her family plans to sue Bridgeport police about how the department handled the case. The cause of death is still under review. Her family says her body had been taken by police without them being notified. Police simply left a note on the apartment door with a phone number to call if anybody was looking for her. They also claim the police were slow to investigate and have not questioned enough a man who she met on a dating app the night she died. Police say the department does not comment on pending investigations. Long Island Railroad trains ran more on time over the past year than any other year in recorded history. Governor Hochul says spending more money on several infrastructure improvements helped reduce delays for New Yorkers. The MTA launched the LIRR Forward in 2018 to improve reliability on the commuter rail. This included a second track on the Ronkonkoma branch, eliminating crossings in Nassau County, cutting back vegetation, and technological upgrades to reduce slippery rail conditions. Afghan refugees and other immigrants in New Haven are getting free COVID-19 testing through the Yale School of Public Health and a resettlement program. The school is working with IRIS, Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services. The partnership was set up by a Yale researcher whose family fled Afghanistan in the 90s. IRIS has taken in hundreds of evacuees from Afghanistan since the country fell to the Taliban last year. New York's Independent Redistricting Commission failed today to agree on a set of new proposed maps for congressional and state legislative districts. Karen DeWitt reports the gridlock means state legislators are one step closer to drawing the maps themselves.
The 10-member Independent Redistricting Commission was supposed to agree on one set of maps by New Year's, but it failed to do so. The commission instead offered two different maps, one backed by Democrats on the panel, the other backed by Republicans. If they remain deadlocked, which appears likely, then the legislature, dominated by Democrats in both houses, will do the job for them. Senate GOP Minority Leader Rob Ort is distrustful, though, of the Democrats' promises to be impartial. Republicans potentially have the most to lose if Democrats do draw the lines to favor their party's elected officials. Ort says he'd like to think Democrats will do the right thing when the maps are configured, but
I'm not holding my breath.
He says the Democrats aren't only in power in both houses of the legislature, they hold supermajorities.
I would expect they will draw lines that will benefit them.
Ort says if the Democrats do end up drawing the maps, it will be against the will of the public. The Independent Commission was created by a constitutional amendment approved by the state's voters in 2014.
I think the people in New York should take interest in this because you voted for a process that was supposed to be fundamentally different. You voted for a process that took away the map drawing from the legislature, and it's going to end up potentially back there.
Democrats won't have the unlimited power, as the constitutional amendment also says the new districts can't be drawn to favor incumbents or discourage competition from challengers of other parties, and that the lines must be compact and contiguous. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And if you like what you hear, you can help us out by becoming a member at WSHU.org. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing our podcast with your friends. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.